This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد. Dear Muslims, the very first battle that took place in the seerah, the battle of Badr, because of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an entire surah in the Quran, Surah Al-Anfal. And when Ibn Abbas was asked about this surah, he said, yes, that is Surah Al-Badr. He calls Surah Al-Anfal Surah Al-Badr to indicate the entire surah is about the Battle of Badr. And the Battle of Badr, as we know, was the most decisive battle in early Islam. In fact, Allah calls it Yawm al-Furqan, the day of clarification, the day of criterion, the day that truth was separated from falsehood. Today, inshallah, in my khutbah, I will extract from Surah Al-Anfal 7 lessons that we can learn for victory. How do Muslims attain victory? Surah Al-Anfal was revealed right when the Muslims saw the victory firsthand. They were not expecting that victory. In fact, the battle was not even planned. The Battle of Badr wasn't a planned battle, but it just so happened the circumstance was created and the Muslims found themselves ill-equipped, unprepared, facing an enemy far more powerful than them. Prepared enemy. The Muslims didn't come to battle. The Muslims came to take the ghanima of Abu Sufyan. But that was not meant to be planned. So let us read that surah. And obviously in a short khutbah, only so much can be done. And I encourage you after the khutbah to read the entire surah on your own with a tafsir. We can only give some basic benefits so that inshaAllah ta'ala we are inspired in our daily life and struggle. 7 lessons for victory from Surah Al-Anfal. And by the way, this type of tafsir in light of the seerah, it combines between the Quran and the seerah together. And this is one of the most powerful mechanisms to learn the seerah. Look at the seerah through the lens of the Quran and look at the Quran through the lens of the seerah. And that's what we're going to do today, inshaAllah ta'ala. The first lesson, right at the beginning of the surah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions right at the beginning, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. The very second verse, Allah describes the believers. إنما المؤمنون. The true believers are those who, when Allah's name is mentioned, when they hear the remembrance of Allah, their hearts tremble in fear. وجلت قلوبهم. And when the Quran is recited to them, their iman goes up and they put their trust in Allah. Now, this surah came down to talk about the victory of the Battle of Badr. And Allah begins the surah describing who the real believers are, describing the strength of iman, describing their fear of Allah, describing their love of Allah, describing them listening to the Quran and increasing their iman, describing their tawakkul in Allah. Is this a coincidence? Of course not. Victory is given to those who meet this description. You want Allah's victory? Read the surah from the beginning. The very second ayah tells you who victory will be given to. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. You want Allah's nasr to come? First and foremost, have your khashya of Allah, your tawakkul in Allah, your trembling of Allah, your iman in Allah, your listening to the tilawa of the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do all of these characteristics and then Allah's nasr will come. Taste the sweetness of iman. Understand that victory is given to those who earn and deserve it. And that earning and deserving comes before the victory. The victory will come. You must put in the preparation for it. This is the first lesson. Meet the characteristics of the mu'minun as Allah describes in Surah Al-Anfal. The second wisdom we learn A constant theme of the surah, multiple ayat. And again, I give the disclaimer, this is a very shortened tafsir. Multiple ayat mention that, look, you can plan as much as you want, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will plan separate from you. And the plan of Allah is better than your plan. Sometimes what Allah plans, you don't like it. You weren't expecting it, but you must trust that Allah's plan is better than your plan. This is a constant theme of Surah Al-Anfal. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ. Allah promised you would get one of the two caravans. وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ. You wanted the easier one. You wanted Abu Sufyan's. You wanted the caravan that was coming from Mecca laden with goods. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted something else. And Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to sift the truth from the falsehood. So what this ayah tells us, of course you make your plan. Of course you have a khitta, you have an entire model. Of course you do that. But realize sometimes your khitta, your plan doesn't go according to your plan. You still have to continue and put your trust that Allah's plan will be better than your plan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you wanted the one that was easy, but Allah wanted the one that will separate truth from falsehood. You wanted a swift victory, but Allah wanted the long-term victory, and that's going to come at a cost. So we learn from Surah Al-Anfal, also in another ayah, that Allah says, وَلَوْ تَوَاعَدْتُمْ لَاخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي الْمِعَادِ وَلَكِنْ لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا. Allah says, even if the two of you had agreed when and where to fight, you wouldn't have agreed. You wouldn't have had that meeting. But Allah wanted His command to be fulfilled. Even if you had planned exactly what had happened, it wouldn't have happened. But Allah had planned it. And because Allah had planned it, it did happen. What we learn from this is that you, of course, have your plan. You, of course, have a victory in mind. You, of course, have an entire strategy. But understand, sometimes things are going to happen that you didn't expect. You must persevere. You must continue and put your trust in Allah, that even if in the short term, because when the Muslims saw the entire army, there was an element of demoralization. There was an element of doubt. What's happening? We didn't expect this. And Allah said, وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ. You wished the other plan had happened. And Allah says, وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ. Allah wanted the truth to be manifest. You have to put your trust in Allah that sometimes your plan doesn't work out, but you still did good because your niyyah was right and your methodology was right, and Allah's plan will be better than your plan. This is the second thing we learn from Surah Al-Anfal and from the Battle of Badr. The third thing that we learn, and in fact in the whole surah, perhaps the most explicit verse in that surah about advice to those who were in the Battle of Badr, advice to those who were in the thick and thin of that battle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them, and through them He gives everybody who wants victory a similar type of advice. Verses 45 and 46 and 47, read them after the khutbah. Go and open up the Quran and read them. Right in the middle of the surah, verses 45 onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, إذا لقيتم فئة, if you meet a contingent, if you meet the other side, if you meet the other side. By the way, there is a type of indirect reference here, that you should not be eager to begin. It should not primarily be your job. And this is, of course, the overall methodology of the Quran and of our seerah and of the sharia, is that you give the enemy the opportunity to have a peace treaty, agree to the conditions. But if you are forced to, then of course, if you have to fight for your freedoms, then you fight for your freedoms as the Prophet ﷺ did against the Quraysh. So there is this notion, and this is explicit in the seerah, by the way, in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari. In the Battle of Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the army right before the Battle of Badr, and he said to them, O you who believe, لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Don't desire that you're going to engage in battle. We are not a bloodthirsty religion. We are not a religion that wants war. We don't want violence. We want peace. We want everybody to be in peace. That is the default of our sharia. لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Hadith is in Bukhari for the Battle of Badr. Don't desire to meet the enemy. It should not be that, oh, we just want to fight, fight, fight. But sometimes you have to. And so if if it happens, and if they're going to attack you, فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمْ, if you meet them, فَثْبُتُوا, then be firm. Don't give up. Don't waver. Don't be cowards. Don't run away. And this is explicit in the surah as well. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you meet them, don't turn your back and run away in fear. Whoever does so will meet Allah's punishment. That's not the way of the believer. So Allah says, إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَثْبُتُوا, when you meet the contingent, then be firm. We learn over here, don't give up. Don't falter. Don't waver. Whatever is your plan, whatever is your vision, whatever is your agenda, continue and persevere. Even if you personally fail, the army is going to succeed. You might not get to the end, but if you collectively push together, you will get to the end. Do not take your personal failure as the failure of the entire army. You might not see the victory, but you must continue to persist and persevere. You do your job and leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a direct commandment. Fathbutu, remain firm. Whatever is your agenda and plot, whatever is your entire khitta or your methodology, persevere in that and don't give up. فَثْبُتُوا. The next point, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Even as you're engaged in your methodology, even as you're doing what you need to do, don't forget, help comes from Allah. So make sure your tongue is constantly moving with the dhikr of Allah. In fact, during the thick and thin, when you are physically engaged, Allah is saying, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Imagine, this is in the Battle of Badr. Imagine, they're literally fighting the army of the Quraysh, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, even in the thick of the battle, don't forget to remember Allah frequently if you want to be successful. Success comes when you put in the effort. Again, fathbutu. Again, this is the dual combination. You do your effort and then you put your trust in Allah. You exert your utmost. You don't give up. And as you do the utmost you can do, turn to Allah for help. Wathbutu. Wathkuru Allah kathiran la'allakum tuflihun. You want falah? You want success? The two combination of your physical effort along with your turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we learn from this as well, the notion of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and helping. And this is a constant theme of the surah as well. إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ. This is in the surah Al-Anfal as well. Remember, when you are making dua to Allah, that help us, O Allah. إِسْتِغَاثَ means, O Allah, we need your help. إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. When you were constantly making dua to Allah, then Allah responded to your dua. Notice, it's a conditional clause. Only when you continued to turn to Allah and you continued to beg Allah for victory, Allah then gave you victory. And this is of course a constant theme, not just of the entirety of Badr, the entirety of the seerah, and especially the Battle of Badr. We learn one of the most iconic moments in the Battle of Badr, the night before, when all of the Sahaba were getting ready and they were mentally preparing, and they had to also physically prepare, and so they forced themselves to go to sleep because they have to be physically fit. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq woke up before Fajr to pray tahajjud, and he walked outside and he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his hands raised high, having spent the entire night in tahajjud. He didn't sleep the night before the Battle of Badr. Why? Because he was preparing a different battle. His battle was the battle of dua. The entire night he was begging Allah, and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq heard him say, Ya Allah, if you don't help us tomorrow, you will not be worshipped on this earth anymore. Ya Allah, we need your help. Ya Allah, help us against the Qawm al-Kafirin, the Qawm al-Zalimin, the Qawm al-Fasiqin. And he had kept on raising his hands until his shawl had fallen and his upper body had no upper garment on it. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq felt so much pity, so much mercy. He leant down, he picked up the shawl, he put it over the body of the Prophet ﷺ, and he gently pushed his hands down and he said, Enough, Ya Rasulullah, have mercy on yourself. Your Lord has heard your prayer and your Lord will answer your dua. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq felt so much compassion, shafaqa, mercy, that he said, Enough, Ya Rasulullah, get some rest before the battle. Allah has heard your dua. But what does this show? It shows us you have to beg Allah, plead Allah, turn to Allah. إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ. When you were begging Allah for help, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنزِلِينَ. I promised you I will send 1,000 angels to help you. Allah's miracle will come. Allah's help will come, but you have to turn to Him and ask Him and know that help comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also in the same verse, 45-46, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Obey Allah and His Messenger if you want to be successful. Once again, notice in the thick of the battle, and Allah is saying, you want Allah's help? Make sure your lifestyle is in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah. Make sure you're obeying Allah and the Messenger. Make sure that you're not following your desires. Make sure that the haram is haram and the halal is halal. Make sure that your life is in conformity with the Sharia and not that you're picking and choosing what is convenient for the Sharia in your life. So you want success right in the thick of the battle. Allah reminds them, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Obey Allah and His Messenger if you want to be successful. Also in Surah Al-Anfal, one of the powerful verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Hearken to the call of Allah and His Messenger when they're calling you to that which will give you your life. Obey the command of Allah and His Messenger. When they call you, what do they call you to? Anything. Whatever they call you to do, listen to that call. Obey that call. Respond to that call. In responding to that call is your own life. استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Respond to the call of Allah and the call of His Messenger when they call you to that which will give you your own life back. Your life is meaningless without obedience to Allah. Your life is spiritually dead without servitude to Allah. You want to feel spiritually alive? You want to feel the power of Iman? Then turn to Allah and His Messenger and you will find that haya. Also, verse number 46, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. And do not differ amongst yourselves. Do not fight amongst yourselves. If you do so, you're going to lose hope. You're going to get discouraged and your rih, your optimism will go away. This is a powerful, powerful message because in the Battle of Badr, like in any circumstance, this is how weak we are as human beings. A small issue became bigger and bigger, and it was possible for them to start bickering over each other. But alhamdulillah, they managed to come together. And so Allah reminded them, do not differ amongst yourselves. If you do so, فَتَفْشَلُوا, you're going to feel despair. You're going to be divided. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. You know, the spirit, the rih. Literally, you know they say in English, the sail in your the wind in your sails. Literally, your optimism is going to become deflated if you start bickering amongst yourselves. And one of the biggest problems we have today is we are constantly fighting amongst ourselves. We are constantly divided. We have no unity. We take each other as enemies. And what is the saddest thing is that this animosity is the most amongst the religious folks. We differ amongst the most petty issues, amongst how you pray or what you believe about this aspect or some tiny aspect of theology or fiqh or methodology, and instead of understanding we're all on the same team, we start hating one another. Oh, this guy's a deviant, this guy's a kafir, this guy's a mubtadi', this guy's a reformist, this guy's this and that. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Don't you understand this disunity? Not only are you causing chaos amongst ourselves, you are benefiting the enemies of Islam. Oh Muslims, fear Allah and listen to the Quran. Wala tanaza'u. Don't differ amongst yourselves. In this battle right now, there's only two teams. There's the team of Allah and His Messenger, and there's the team of Abu Jahl and the Quraysh, the Kuffar, those that are fighting Allah and His Messenger. There's only two teams. Choose your team and then ally with those on your team. It's that simple. How can you possibly be in disagreement in this regard? Do not differ over the most petty of issues. Do not start double guessing and doubting your Muslim brothers and sisters. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. Do not differ amongst yourselves. If you do so, فَتَفْشَلُوا, you're going to feel despair. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ, your optimism is going to become deflated. You want to win? You have to be optimistic. You have to have the best thoughts. In order to do so, you must show a united front. This is so important, especially in the world we live in. This ayah was revealed when the Prophet ﷺ was alive and they had him in their midst. How much more so when he's not here? Then we have to try our best to come together and be united as in one team. And then the final point of the khutbah, and again, so much can be said, but time is limited. Wasbiru, inna Allah ma'as sabir. The final advice we give, wasbiru, be patient, and Allah is with those who are patient. Now, this is an interesting verse because patience implies
things happened that you didn't want to happen. Patience implies you weren't given victory. Patience implies you have to keep on pushing. Wasbiru, which means victory will not come immediately. Which means you have to keep on persevering and do not give up. Wasbiru, inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah explicitly says, you're not going to be given victory at the first beginning of the battle. You're going to have to keep on. And eventually, those that are patient, they will taste victory. These are but some of the many, many blessings that we learn from the seerah and from the Quran. And inshallah, in the second khutbah, I will talk about some generic spiritual blessings we can learn from Surah Al-Anfal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who its verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him for is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وبعد. Surah Al-Anfal also has some spiritually motivating lessons. Surah Al-Anfal teaches us so much about our own attitude towards success, towards failure, towards trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the reality of the battle between good and evil. Of the verses that are so powerful in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُوهِنُ كَيْدِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Know for sure, O believers, that Allah will always weaken the plot of the enemies. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُوهِنُ كَيْدِ الْكَافِرِينَ. The enemies might have so much power in your mind. The illusion of power might be there. You might think they control the media. You might think they control superpowers. You might think they have so much, but Allah is on your side, and Allah works in ways you don't understand, and Allah will debilitate, and Allah will weaken their ranks from within their own ranks. ذَلِكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُوهِنُ كَيْدِ الْكَافِرِينَ. If you live up to your expectations, Allah will work miracles on the other side, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about an implosion in their own infrastructure, which is exactly what happened in Badr and in every single battle. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that وَلَن تُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ فِيَأْتُكُمْ شَيْءٍ وَلَوْ كَثُرَتْ. Allah reminds us of the reality of strength and of numbers. Allah says, all of your wealth and power and all of your numbers will not benefit you no matter how many you are. وَلَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْكُمْ فِيَأْتُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ كَثُرَتْ. Even if you're kathir, it doesn't matter. Allahu Akbar and Allahu Akthar, and Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't care how many you are. So, O Muslim, do not be dissuaded. Do not be frightened by the quantity, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, it doesn't matter how much they are, I will help the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُعْجِزُونَ. Never ever think, those who have rejected Allah, that you will win. Allah will always destroy your plot. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا. Those who reject Allah will never win. Allah Azza wa Jal will always call them to task. Also, we learn from this surah that the goal is to achieve peace. The goal is to have an amicable solution. The goal is not bloodshed. The goal is not violence. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن جَنَحُوا لِلسَّلْمِ فَجَنَحْ لَهَا. If they ask you for peace, then you as well give them peace. If they bring an end to hostilities, then you as well bring an end to hostilities. And Allah reminds us, you continue to give da'wah to them. Continue to negotiate. We are not a religion of bloodshed. We are not a religion of war. We simply want peace for everybody, as the Prophet wanted in the battle of Badr and with the Quraysh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Tell the people who rejected you, tell the kuffar, if they stop these hostilities, if they allow you to live in peace, then all they have done in the past shall be forgiven. All shall be forgiven. إِنْ يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ وَإِنْ يَعُودُوا. But if they persevere, but if they persist, فَقَدْ مَضَتْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Show them what happened to the people in the past. Show them the power of Allah. Show them the lessons of history. This is our methodology, O believers. We learn from the seerah. We learn from the Quran. We learn learn from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us constantly in the Quran, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. Allah has decreed, I shall always be victorious along with my prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah is the protector of those who believes. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah will defend against those who believe. This is the constant theme. Do not be dissuaded by the illusion of power on the other side. Do not be dazzled by the illusion of what they have on the other side. Musa and Fir'aun, there was no competition in power. The Prophet ﷺ and the Quraysh, there was no competition in power. But the one side had Allah and the other side did not have Allah. And the side of Allah will always win. Ala inna hizballahi humul ghalibun. Verily the side of Allah will always win. This is the incontrovertible rule. There are no exceptions to this rule. You have to be on the side of Allah. You have to do the best that you can. You have to be the most muttaqi, the most pious. You have to put in the best plan. You have to put in the best agenda. You have to have the best goal. Follow with the best methodology and then leave the rest to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eventually, always, inevitably give victory to the righteous and pious. I'm making dua. Make dua along with me. Allahumma inni da'in fa'amminu. Allahumma la tadana fi hadhi yawmi dhanban illa ghafarta, wala hamman illa farrajta, wala daynan illa qadayta, wala maridan illa shafayta, wala asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma aghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, wala taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lilladhina amanu, rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة وفي فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه، وثنى بملائكة قدسه، وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما، إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي، أما استحييته تعصيني، ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي، وتأبى في الهوى قربي، فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا.